This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're here for you. We're available, and I'm in the doctor's office answering questions about coronavirus. That's our focus today, our preoccupation, because COVID-9 is still rampaging across many parts of the country. I'm broadcasting from Midtown Manhattan, heart of Ground Zero, which is the epicenter of the coronavirus epidemic, New York City. And the good news is that things seem to be leveling off a little bit here. The deaths are still at a high rate, but a lot of the deaths are sort of the residual of people who've been haplessly battling COVID-19 while on ventilators, and many of them are succumbing to infections that they contracted 2 or 3 or more weeks ago, and they've been languishing in intensive care units, and they're just running out of mojo, and unfortunately they're expiring or passing away. But there are fewer admissions, fewer people are being put into the ICU, and we are indeed flattening the curve, and hopefully we're on the downside of the curve of mortality in terms of this devastating epidemic. 877-726-8255 is our number. One of the most encouraging things about my confinement here in Manhattan is I live in a high-rise apartment building, and I'm on the 21st floor, and at 7 o'clock every single day, there's a big clamor. And you can hardly see the people because they're all in their apartments. Some of them are fortunate enough to have balconies or terraces, and they go outside or they go up to the rooftops. And they yell and they scream and they clap and they bang pots and pans in recognition of the frontline workers, the people who are really battling coronavirus on a day-to-day basis, courageously putting their lives on the line on behalf of the rest of us who are sheltering in place. And it's a very sort of an emotional moment every evening at 7 as twilight settles over Manhattan. You hear those sounds, and it's really quite inspiring. One of the interesting things about this current coronavirus epidemic is that it's causing us to do a 180 on many of our laws. For example, there are mask laws. And now it's actually being contemplated that it be mandatory for people to wear masks when they emerge from their homes or apartments. It's almost thought to be socially irresponsible to be walking around without a mask on. But in many states, masks have long been outlawed. And historically, that is a throwback to the Ku Klux Klan era, where masked marauders would conceal their identities and burn crosses at night. And especially in the South, there are mask ordinances that you cannot conceal your face. And the latest incarnation of that has been around Antifa, you know, where these mask hooligans run around bashing in windows and slugging people in the name of their cause. And so their ordinances have been enacted that you can't walk around with a mask in certain municipalities and states. And now it's actually, they've done a 180. It's de rigueur. Same thing with the plastic bag rules that interestingly went into effect on March 1st here in New York City and in certain other parts of the country. I think certain places in California have enacted anti-plastic bag rules. And now you have to BYOB, bring your own bag, your reusable bag to the store for environmental purposes. Well, that lasted all of about a couple of weeks. And we hastily abandoned that because those bags could be big contagion spreaders. We want disposable bags now because use them and then get rid of them because, you know, you're bringing them into contaminated environments and then, you know, you want to get rid of them. You don't want to just keep them around because what are you going to do? You're going to disinfect them with isopropyl alcohol, and, you know, that's a cumbersome process. So the plastic bag rule's just gone here in New York City and many other parts of the country, which is unfortunately going to take a toll on the environment. But, you know, for the time being, reusable bags, probably not the greatest idea. Not the greatest idea. All right. When it comes to how are we going to get out of this, how will normalcy resume? One of the things that has been proposed is widespread testing. So let's talk a little bit about testing. Testing, one, two, three. So it's not as easy and straightforward as some people in the media portray it. There are two basic types of tests. One is the test to tell you whether you have it, that being COVID-19. It's a test that looks at the viral RNA via PCR, polymerase chain reaction amplification, and it can detect very, 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 very minute amounts of the viral DNA as collected in a variety of ways. Blood tests are not that good for it. An oral swab or a nasal swab is the way that they harvest these samples. And President Trump actually kind of went into some too much information description of how arduous his first test was, where they jammed this swab up his nasal passages way up there, deep into the recesses of his nose, to harvest some of the mucus that may have been associated with the particles, these RNA ribonucleic acid particles that are characteristic of the virus and the signature for the virus. Those tests have been improved. Now it's a little easier to get the test. There's a tremendous shortage of test kits. The problem with these tests is that they can be inaccurate. They're usually not overreading, although it is possible that people who are recovering from coronavirus, they may shed viral RNA for a long period of time, much longer than when they're actually infectious. So there may be, because it's such a sensitive test, it may pick up the RNA, but the RNA may not be consequential in terms of transmission. We don't know this yet. But better safe than sorry, if you're recovering from coronavirus, you should get the test repeatedly until you test negative. And even when you test negative, you probably should add a few days of self-quarantine until you go out because you still potentially could be a spreader. And then they talk about people who test negative and they test positive. What does that mean with this particular test? Remember, this is the test to tell you whether you have it actively, not whether you've had it. We'll talk about that in a minute. But they now are circulating stories that people who have had coronavirus can get it again. But what that is probably, in my opinion, is the result of problems with the test, because the test on one swab, the swab may not be deep enough into your throat or your nasal passages to pick up residual viral particles. And the next time, maybe they've gone a little further up there, and then it tests positive, so it makes it seem like you're reinfected. Actually, it means that you've been infectious all along, and you haven't simply gotten rid of all the RNA viral traces. So I'm thinking that once you have it, it's very likely that it's going to circle back in a couple of weeks, and you'll get it again. That is probably not the case. It's just an artifact of the inaccuracy of the test. The test is not deadly accurate. And there are some people who've had the test, and I've seen some of these anecdotal reports, and they say, how could that be? I was sick. They tested me for this. They said it was negative. They said I probably just have the flu or a bad cold. But it sounded very much like they had COVID-19, and maybe the test wasn't accurate enough to capture it. All right, in a moment we'll talk about the so-called immunity passports, which will enable, via testing, to tell people whether they've had it. That's an important concept to share with you. 877-726-8255. There may be some limitations to the accuracy and effectiveness of that test to identify those people who are already immune and can safely go back to work. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com. /Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life, Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're talking about coronavirus. What else is new? It's going to dominate our discussions here at Intelligent Medicine for perhaps weeks to come. And we got lots more to talk about. We got a real backlog of health stories to share with you when this all blows over. But at the moment, this is our concern. So 877-726-8255, while we're broadcasting, or even 24/7, you can record a question. And let's talk about immunity passports, because this is thought to be one of the ways where you can get out of this jam where, you know, pretty successfully we've locked everything down. We've gone from being overly complacent about this to being perhaps overly worried and paralyzed with fear about going outside. They've done a good job of promoting social distancing, but when will it be safe to go back into the water, so to speak? And it's kind of like a Jaws movie. Immunity passports, something that is being touted. And so let's explain. There are tests, and I talked about that before the break, which determine if you actually have active virus. And that's important because if you're sick and you don't know what you have, okay, that's useful to know. It's also useful to know if you're still infectious. So people who have been sick, we want to keep testing them until they test negative. Okay, that's good. It's part of the answer. But ultimately, what's going to help us decide who can go back to work, who is now immune to coronavirus, are what are called antibody tests. And antibody tests are different. They don't measure the actual presence of particles that cause the virus. They assess the immune response to the virus. This is what's called acquired immunity. It takes several days or several weeks before you develop antibodies. They include immunoglobulin M and immunoglobulin immunoglobulin A and immunoglobulin G or IgG to coronavirus, very specific antibodies. And there are a bunch of companies developing tests, and these, none of these tests have yet been approved. There has been there have been some fiascos because in the UK and in Spain and some European countries, they've ordered a whole bunch of these tests, and they haven't passed muster. They are not accurate enough to establish whether, and these are the important questions, whether people have definitely had it and have recovered. Number one, that's an important question. Are the tests accurate enough to differentiate who has had it and who has not had it? Which we'd like to know, because it may be we're in for a big surprise that virtually half the population has been exposed. And that would be great news, because there would be herd immunity once we all start going out and resuming social contacts. And maybe we can go back to work and we can eschew masks and, you know, all these paranoid measures that we've undertaken. Advantage of these serological tests, they can be done via finger stick. They're also cheaper. You don't have to use nasal swabs or go deep in the throat to obtain samples. You can just do a pinprick, a skin prick, because the antibodies are in your bloodstream. They can be performed relatively cheaply for just $10. Some of the tests can be done in place. It'd be really awesome if they could have tests that can be done at home, but it's likely that for the time being, at least, you'll be able to do the test at home with a home kit and then submit it to a lab and they can give you an answer. But there's also the concern, like, well, what does it mean? Say you have antibodies, but what constitutes a perfect antibody response to this? Will some people remain vulnerable to infection with a partial antibody response? Will some people have a robust antibody response? These parameters have not yet been determined. So there's a huge concern over their accuracy and what these tests mean, and it may be a while before we have this nailed down. Researchers underway looking at the potential for antioxidants to be helpful in this. There's at least one clinical trial. It's being done in Saudi Arabia. 30 participants will be enrolled in this double-blind prospective randomized control trial where they'll be given antioxidants, including and also anti-inflammatories, EPA, GLA from borage oil or black currant seed oil, along with antioxidants. And the object is to find out whether these antioxidants will protect people from some of the more serious consequences of COVID-19. These also include vitamins A, C, E, zinc, selenium, a cocktail of nutrients, and that trial underway in Saudi Arabia. And we're looking forward to hearing the results of that. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Call in. We're here with answers about coronavirus. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD Oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number, 24/7. And we have a question that's a recorded one, so let's hear it.
It's Glenn calling from the tractor here in Iowa. And I was wondering, just to add on, you mentioned trans-resveratrol. What's the dosage necessary to get benefits? Is 30 milligrams sufficient? Thanks.
I love it because we have some of our listeners who literally listen to this program in their tractors, you know, or their combines while harvesting the food that we all need to survive coronavirus. So a shout out to our farmers and people who are in agriculture and food production for staying on the front lines there. And yeah, it's amazing. You can actually, everything's so automated that you can listen to the radio in the field. You can even watch a Netflix episode, you know, some your favorite show while you're working the combine and plowing the fields or harvesting or planting seeds or whatever. Okay, so resveratrol actually may be one of the most plausible agents versus coronavirus for several reasons. It is speculated that coronaviruses multiply and replicate by hijacking a human protein called mTOR. And mTOR is interesting because prior to coronavirus, it was very important in the anti-aging pathway. And that's why resveratrol is thought to be a wonderful anti-aging nutrient. mTOR is a pathway that activates inflammation and cell destruction. And so by inhibiting that pathway, resveratrol may be very useful. Also, and there are multiplicity of actions of resveratrol. That's the nice thing about some of these natural agents is they don't just work one way in a laser-like way like certain drugs do. They have many constituents, you know, like natural extracts of plants. These polyphenols could work several ways to help protect us from a virus and its consequences. So there's another pathway by which the virus hijacks our cells, and that's through something called the ACE2 pathway, the angiotensin-converting enzyme pathway. Resveratrol, in addition to oregano and rosemary, also seem to improve the function of angiotensin and angiotensin II in a way that may help to attenuate the virus. So I have a study here that's based on research on MERS, which is a previous coronavirus, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome virus. Not the same virus, and there's some differences, but it was a very deadly virus, and it kind of sprung up in the mid-2000s. And they tested resveratrol against MERS, and they found that it significantly prolonged cellular survival after virus infection. Now, this is a test tube experiment, so they're not entirely sure that it's going to behave the same way when humans take it by mouth as a supplement. But resveratrol also acts as an antioxidant to remove free radicals. We know that. And it works specifically on certain signaling pathways. It helps the sirtuin pathway, which is related to cellular survival and DNA repair in response to DNA damage. And it also helps to tamp down the NF-kappa-B pathway, which is one of the pathways to severe inflammation, which may be the cause of a cytokine storm in the downhill course that some patients take in the ICU. So the conclusion of the study, research say, we firmly found that resveratrol inhibits MERS coronavirus infection, and they say that they need to undertake additional trials. And we need more research, you know, to determine that. Now, the question is as to dosage. 30 milligrams is one dosage form. I personally take a product called Longevinex, which contains a proprietary blend of resveratrol along with quercetin. Quercetin, by the way, has significant activity against coronavirus as well, so it's a great combo. The amount of resveratrol, which is standardized to trans-resveratrol per capsule, is 100 milligrams in this case, so it's a little more than the 30 that you propose. The product Longevinex is available via longevinex.com. I don't believe that product is on Fullscript, which is our online dispensary, yet. But, you know, I'm not saying that other formulations of resveratrol won't be helpful against this. And speaking of something that could be helpful, you know, a lot of people are going to get sick and they're going to recover, but it is now speculated that some of the people who have experienced coronavirus infections will have a form of long-standing post-viral fatigue, like a kind of a chronic fatigue syndrome. And one of the solutions is to support the mitochondria. That's going to be a different angle for using supplements to help people survive COVID-19 and recover fully. One of my favorite products for mitochondrial support is NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It works specifically on the mitochondrial membranes, repairs them, and clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. NT Factor is available in ProPax. That's your one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. I recommend it, but say you got your own multi and your own preferred fish oil and probiotic, and you just want NT Factor, there's Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I don't go a day without it. I take this on a daily basis. I haven't gone a day without it in over 20 years. Now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or you can order direct by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or visit their website. It's a new revamped user-friendly website. They're proud of it. Go to ntfactor.com. You can order products there, ntfactor.com. Okay, this item is somewhat disconcerting because a lot of people are concerned, like, can you get it through food? You know, say your food handler has it and maybe they didn't wash their hands, you know, and you're ordering out. And can you get it by eating, you know, a taco that you get, you know, from takeout delivery? Headline, toilets may pose risk for spreading COVID-19. But in my opinion, not in the way that you might think. There's another angle to this. It has not been demonstrated that this is a foodborne illness, like, for example, hepatitis A, which is very contagious. You get a food handler who's positive for hepatitis A, and then they don't wash their hands, and this is so-called fecal-oral route. I know that doesn't sound very appetizing, but if you don't wash your hands, if you go into the bathroom, and you may transfer virus to the food, it's very contagious that way. There have been outbreaks that have been traced to eateries. That's probably not the way that COVID-19 is going to be spread. I think it's a respiratory virus. It's maybe spread by droplets or aerosolized particles that you get from being in close proximity to somebody. So exhaling these particles or sneezing or coughing, that's the way it's spread. But this angle is important. Say you've got somebody in your household who has COVID-19 and they use a toilet and they flush the toilet. What happens when you flush a toilet? Well, when you flush a toilet, you aerosolize a lot of particles. And so there's a concern that that may be one of the ways whereby these particles get into the air and you can then inhale them And we also know that toothbrushes left in proximity to the toilet gain viral spread quite rapidly, even mirroring levels observed in the toilet itself. And that can occur for cell phones, which, of course, many people take with them into the bathroom, or iPads. It's a favorite recreational habit, right? And so it is at least theoretically possible that it can be spread in this fashion. And one of the worst innovations, I mean, this kind of goes along with, not having, disposable bags, is these new aerators that are hand drying machines. The idea is let's save the paper. Let's save the forest. Let's use, these aerators, to dry your hands in a bathroom. Supposed to be ecologically sound. Well, those things, literally, there's an air intake. They suck in air after somebody's flushed the toilet in close proximity to the hand drying machine. And then they spew particles potentially at high velocity into the air. And unless there's maybe some kind of ultraviolet, sterilizer that's 100% effective within that device, they have the potential to spread pathogens into the air. So this is something that we're going to have to take a close look at, because toilets, too, may be a potential vector for a spread of the coronavirus. Again, it's not about your food. It's more about what happens when viral particles get aerosolized from a toilet flush, put into the air, and then are inhaled by individuals who are susceptible to infection. That is, at the very least, a theoretical concern. We'll have to see if it's borne out. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their trademarked postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and 877-726-8255 is our number. Remember that number because you can call it during the week and you can record a question. We'll take a question in just a moment. But here's something that we've been talking about for several weeks, and it now has some implications for coronavirus. We'll be visiting with Dr. Beth Shirley next week on this program. To explore the nitric oxide connection to coronavirus. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule which we all make in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. In fact, the primary pathway through which we make nitric oxide is already operating only at 50% capacity by the time we're 40, and it continues to decline over time. So this requires intervention through diet, lifestyle, or supplementation. And just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. I use it myself every day before I exercise for that extra boost in energy levels, and there may even be some protective dimensions to this via coronavirus. Explore that next week. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients, and it's only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. That's drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That could make the difference in terms of your health and immunity. That's drhoffman.com/berkeleylife for Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. All right, let's hear one of those recorded questions.
Yeah, Dr. Hoffman, are our scientists trying to find some kind of a gene that will help us actually find some kind of a deterrent from this or a deterrent from it, whether it be a shot or a vaccine or something like that? Or is there any chance of that at all? Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, there is a big rush to look at vaccines because this is thought to be the way that we're going to ultimately conquer this coronavirus. But there's some concerns. I mean, there are at least, a dozen, 15, maybe by now, a couple of dozen different vaccine proposals that they're working on very hard, and they're going to rush these into early testing. And, you know, the concern is that, A, will the vaccine be effective? And B, is there a potential for backlash with these vaccines? And, you know, we have the precedent of rush to judgment during the Ford administration back in the 70s when they rushed to come up with a vaccine against the swine flu. And ultimately, the vaccine caused more harm than good. And by the time the vaccine was put into full implementation, the virus had practically disappeared. So it was actually the consequences of the vaccine program were worse than the virus itself. So, we also have the precedent that the dengue virus vaccine, which was developed against that mosquito-borne illness, can work to protect individuals from dengue. But if it's given to someone who may have already been exposed to dengue, they can have a very, very strong reaction, like, you know, really heavy-duty symptoms and even death. So we're going to have to be exceedingly careful about the vaccines. I'm not that optimistic about the rapid deployment of a completely successful and safe vaccine for a long time. And by the time that we release a vaccine, coronavirus may be in the rearview mirror. There's a tendency for some of these viruses to play themselves out. And that's the hope with this particular contagion. It's not exactly clear. We got another question. So let's hear that, please. That would be the one on statins and elderberry.
I'm calling to find out if elderberry is contraindicated for somebody who takes statin and Eliquis. My husband, who's 86, has AFib. He was always very active and otherwise pretty strong, and he remains so. So I'm hoping that he could take the elderberry that I have. I have some capsules. And I thank you for your answer.
Okay. Well, you know, there is some controversy about elderberry, but I think that the controversy is overblown. The controversy centers around the possibility that elderberry, which is immune boosting, may have the effect of precipitating cytokine storm. It may be boosting the immune system to too great an extent, and that its use should be withheld in patients who are very sick. So it might be a preventive, but then later as you move into the more serious phases of the disease, maybe that's the time to stop. I personally think that we need more investigation of that. It's more of a theoretical than a real concern. What I will say about a statin, it's kind of interesting. Statins have been shown to be maybe effective, taking a statin, even if you're not on a statin, during the time where you're going through that cytokine storm, because they seem to have an anti-inflammatory effect. But there's some interesting speculation that having too low a cholesterol may render you more vulnerable to the disease. According to this article that I'm looking at, which is written in British Medical Journal, headline, cholesterol-lowering treatment may worsen the outcome of a COVID-19 infection. So cholesterol-lowering medications, take your pick. They either make it more likely you'll survive or they'll put you at higher risk. It may be that cholesterol is one of the protective substances that actually help our immune system fend off viruses. All right. Well, thanks very much for listening. And remember, we've set up a special resource page at drhoffman.com for all your coronavirus information. We've recorded a lot of podcasts. There's a lot of articles that I've written. We'll continue to get the word out to you on this important subject. drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And stay safe. Have yourselves a great weekend. Protect your family. Happy Easter and happy Passover. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.